This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with the lovely Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Richie O'Jay's back in the house.
What's going on?
What's up, Avery? And Wade's holding it down in the studio over yonder. For those of you who've been joining us for the first time and spreading the word about the show, we appreciate you and we love you. Can we just give everybody like a hug? Can we just do like a big virtual hug for all of our people who we love?
That was a mix of those who joining us for the first time and spreading the word.
Right?
That's presumptuous.
That was NLP right there at its finest right there.
Right?
Not that I've ever taken a single NLP anything in the whole world, but that was like the will you please without, you know, actually having the
blame. These are the droids you're looking for.
Right? I know.
These are the what?
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Yeah, but I said they are.
Oh, you did. See, that was tricky. You funny like that. So what's up, Richie Rich, man?
Speaking of droids, I was hanging out with all the droids, the superheroes and the androids and the comic books and the...
Well, that was a Comic-Con thing, right?
That was fun.
That was cool. And you were actually holding down the whole sort of VR side of the equation there, yeah?
Yeah, it was the Futurism Pavilion.
The Futurism Pavilion.
Pavilion.
Pavilion. That's a, yeah, man. So talk about what does that mean. So Comic-Con obviously is the whole side of the equation. Then you guys had a completely other side of the conference. Like they basically said, hey, we're going to give you this space. You will handle all virtual reality. Is that kind of how it went down?
Yeah, well, and partially why it was Futurism Pavilion is it's not just VR. It ended up being AR and AI and all kinds of – it's mixed reality, basically.
Nice.
Not just nice. Not just virtual.
So who put that together and had you, like, head it up in a way?
It started 2 years ago. And it started as the idea presented to Comic-Con, and then they said, that's cool, but it's a little late, and we don't really have the manpower, because they're already, I don't know, have you ever been there? That was your first time coming down, Steve?
Or? No, I had been to Comic-Con before. We were at Comic-Con maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6 or 7 years ago, something like that. So yeah, I've been before. It's a madhouse.
Yeah, and it's even crazier now, and...
Was there 150,000 people or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Or fit...
Four lines. You know, lines to get in the lines.
I think it's 50,000.
35,000 or 50,000 people.
I think it's 50,000 people. Because I think I read that there were a million and a half people vying for 50,000 tickets. The odds of getting a ticket to Comic-Con actually are worse than playing in the World Series of Poker and trying to get 10 or 12 million bucks by putting in... I mean, seriously, there's like 5 or 6,000 people that enter into the World Series of Poker and put down their 10 Gs to try to win that 10 million or whatever it works out to be.
Yeah, so Richard defied all the odds.
You ran the VR, you got free parking.
Oh, man, it just went on and
parking.
On.
No, seriously, it's like $45 a day.
It was just the weirdest. Like, I almost don't want to curse it. It was so good that I just want to be
thankful. It's behind you. It's already done. It's already anchored in reality.
You can't curse what's done.
No, it was just everything went right. Every single thing. Which what Mary's referring to is the parking scenario. So Comic-Con is Thursday through Sunday.
Okay.
And we started on Wednesday, of which still didn't finish that story of how it continued. But
of how you got to doing all this?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But this, we started Wednesday, so we're loading in Tuesday and getting lay of the land, right? Looking floor plan more again, double checking everything, and then...
Now, you guys weren't at the conference center, though.
We were across the street.
You were across
the
street.
Okay, so I'll finish that story. So what happened was, so they said, but if you guys want to do it, then cool. You do it, we'll say... You're the official VR. This is the first one. Right?
And you
this
guys being ago. The company that you did this with?
Yes.
What was it?
And
Waya,
this is also,
Waya,
the,
what's
this
the,
also
name of
the same one. Oh, no. That was just one of the companies that were there.
That was just one of the companies that was there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll finish it and then we'll go back. So basically 2 years ago, can we do VRCon with you? We like it. Comic-Con says, but we're too short-staffed because they're overbooked. That's how. That's where we got off track right there, mm-hmm. of how many people are here. They're over. Mm-hmm. They're undermanned, and they can't do it, but they love the idea. You guys will make you be the official VR place if you can pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
Did it. They liked it. So then this next year was, hey, that's awesome. We're putting you in the program, the whole thing. Here's Futures and Pavilion, blah, blah, blah. So any of that kind of stuff will be that over there across the street.
Separate.
Which is where we were. Yeah. We were sandwiched between Comic-Con and the Game of Thrones, the HBO Game of Thrones thing, of which, whew, wow. These people stood in line. I was thinking the line was moving. And then day two and a half, I'm like, are you effing kidding me? That's the same person. Like, they were in the same line, and I think 50 people got in this experience thing.
This is a Game of Thrones, like, virtual reality experience or something like that?
That wasn't a virtual reality one. I don't know what that was. It was just some sort of, I don't know, maybe you saw somebody. I didn't want to make them feel bad and go over them, give them a hard time.
But somebody had been in line for 2.5 days.
Not somebody, blocks of people.
Blocks of people.
And it turns out, yeah, 2.5 days when I finally went up, because I realized, wait a minute. That's the same. I'm thinking this line's moving, right? Because I'm working. I'm doing things.
You're
talking
walking,
to people.
Going back and forth.
I'm talking to sponsors, talking to different people, people coming in, tweeting, doing whatever. And I just keep seeing this line. Whatever. See, longer,
and this is
longer,
outside
longer.
Of the conference center, or this is in
this
the Omni?
This is across
or
the street. So basically, from a visual perspective.
This was in the parking lot. Wasn't there a big parking lot?
Do
Did you go
hear
down
the
there?
Answer?
Sorry.
Comic-Con is across the street. We're right, you know, trolley in between us and them at the Omni, right across there. The parking structure at the bottom of the parking structure is where that Game of Thrones thing was. So
gotcha.
There's not even really a lot of space.
Yeah.
That's why I thought they had to be moving.
Yeah.
That's why I just assumed they had to be moving. This is a few rooms at the bottom of a parking structure.
Yeah.
But blocks worth of people in line. And then day 2.5 or whatever, I start to, and I see some, holy moly, I go talk. And I'm trying my hardest to not, because you know how sarcastic I get. And I'm like, are you, oh man, it was all I could do. Be like, are you effing nuts? You guys are crazy. So I asked them, what are you going to do if you don't get in? They're like, oh, well, we knew we gave it a shot.
And I just want to know what was there. Like, what would you wait?
What were they standing 2.5 days for?
That's what I'm saying. Like, even the word, like, even the best roller coaster in the world is like 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, on the other side, there were. That's kind of my point from the very beginning of this. There were lines to stand in lines.
Yeah, it was nuts. Wade, did you go down there?
I didn't go down, but Rich, is this like the perfect example where the process had better be a win?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it is. Like, mm-hmm. like, I would have never done it, but that's a perfect example. In their minds, the process was the win. The outcome, it had to be the whipped cream and cherries, or they would have been upset.
So did you ask him why he's standing there for 2.5 days?
For the shot at something. They were explaining something, but I don't know Game of Thrones.
Probably to be like an extra on the show, to get like killed by the dragon.
I don't know the specifics, but I just, at that point, it was all I could do to not be sarcastic and call them all crazy. But I mean, they dug it, so I was going to let them do their jam. You know me, whatever. Like, I wouldn't have done it, but.
So I guess really the question then is, as we look at San Diego and the Conference Center and Comic-Con and all of that, which, I mean, it's let's be honest, San Diego is kind of ubiquitous with Comic-Con. When people think of San Diego, oftentimes people will associate it with Comic-Con. I think that there's...
Or the zoo.
Or the zoo, right? There's a couple of main
Legoland.
Things that...
Zoo.
Maybe.
Worldwide, we're a good zoo.
The weather, the zoo, Comic-Con. Like, those are the things people think of.
Military town.
Yeah. And frankly, I didn't even know it was such a military town. Yeah, honestly, nope. Those are like the
things. Big ships down there?
Well, I know that now. I live here. But being in Chicago, like you think of San Diego, you think of the weather, you think of the zoo,
You know what's funny about that is
the Comic-Con. Those are the three things.
It's your boys came from Chicago.
Yeah.
They did San Diego, Spreckles and Wrigley, San Diego. Wrigley even did Catalina Island for their spring training for the Cubs for years.
Man,
for years.
So the Chicago-San Diego connection.
Oh, big time.
So the question then really for me as I look at Comic-Con is this amazing event that it is, and obviously it brings in a lot of money for the city. It's great from a notoriety standpoint. It's great from a reputation standpoint, et cetera. But a million and a half people vying for 50,000 tickets, that doesn't bode well for the future in terms of being able to scale that event. And so I think just
– Well, that's not necessarily true.
No, they want to keep it as a
don't
smaller –
Don't we have a guarantee like into 2020?
But it depends on – I love it. This is the fundamental difference in how we look at stuff.
Do tell.
The rest of the businesses are getting that other – million people.
Mm-hmm.
There's things going on
people
across the street
out,
where I was.
Like you're at the Omni and that
and
sort
the
of
bar
thing.
Was out of control and all these other streets and the block parties and like think out of the box, dude. Mm-hmm. It's not just 50,000. Those million people were all throughout San Diego.
Yeah. But
hotels
if you're Comic-Con, the conference itself,
you can only,
the
it doesn't matter. Those guys are getting old and they got to start learning. They're older than I am and they got to start their they're going to get left behind if they don't start moving. It's not it's not a you got to have a structure big enough because you're never going to have a structure. Look at what's going on in Brazil when they built all those structures. Now they're vacant.
Right. Yeah. Well taken. Well, I will say this. The kids and I, we went down there. It was a good time. We didn't get into the official conference itself. Richie will fix that next time. But we did get to check you out, Richie. In, you know,
if you'd have stayed more than 5 minutes.
Well, then there's that. But yeah, man, really proud of you, man. Really, really, really proud of you for what you did over there at Comic-Con.
He's got hidden superpowers.
There's no doubt about that, man. So congrats, Richie, on an amazing Comic-Con. And we will talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say. If you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing, the easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.